everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What a fantastic call we have lined up for you guys tonight. So, a guest trainer I'm really looking forward to hearing from. I've got my notepad ready to take copious notes tonight. A lot of information to be earned. We're going to get to do, announce some winners tonight. Just want to congratulate you guys for really closing out September strong. Another phenomenal month on the More Success Team. You guys are really just, you're just flat out getting after it, and I couldn't be more excited of the future, for the future of the entire organization. So I'm going to quit talking, go ahead and jump right into the call tonight. I don't know if it's just on my desk, but I've got a tremendous amount of feedback. But let's go ahead and go straight out to Duran Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there? Can you guys hear me?
Jeremy, can you hear me now?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I apologize. There is a little bit of feedback tonight, and there is a lot of people on the line, so I'm trying to get those muted out. But before we begin tonight's call, we have a few more Success Team associates that we want to give some special recognition to. Of course, as many of you know, our More Success Team retreat is going to be in Oklahoma City in March. And tonight we want to recognize the winners of a three-night stay at the Renaissance Hotel in Oklahoma City. Of course, to be eligible for the training or the drawing, you had to sell at least 10 memberships last month or recruit three new associates. And I'm happy to announce that the winner of the contest were Executive Directors State of Tucson, Arizona, Ray and Linda Rios. Ray, are you on the call?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are. Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Ray. You can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you.
All right, Ray, you actually won the contest. Tell everybody what you think, and thanks to you.
Well, you know, let me tell you, first and foremost, when I got the call from Mr. Moore, I was in the middle of something when he called me. And, you know, every time I get a call from him, I stop doing whatever I'm doing, except coffee. No, just kidding. And when he told me that we won, I understood. This was what I understood. Not necessarily what he said, but what I understood. He says, Ray, are you going to go to the event? And, well, because many of us are going to the Florida event for executive directors, I said, yes, definitely, I'm going to be there. I said, no, are you going to our retreat? You're in. Do you want to march? Yes, of course you're going to be there. As a matter of fact, Linda got on it and did what she had to do. So I didn't see your name on the list. I'm sorry, but because once the rooms were all gone, Linda went in and then went online and got another room at the hotel because we're going to be arriving a little bit earlier than most people, and there was no space in the hotel at that time. But we will be there. I said, no, you don't understand. Congratulations. And I was kind of like shell shocked, you know, and he said that we had won the contest. And I just want to say, first and foremost, thank you to the entire More Success team and to the More Success family. Every one of you, you know, are so special in my heart and Linda's heart. And tonight, as a Monday night evening in Tucson, Arizona, we have events here in Tucson. But I just want to say real quick this. I honestly don't know everything I did to do what I did to win this contest. All I can tell you is that we do stay busy, and it echoes in my mind every conference I went to where Mr. Harlan C. Stonesoffer said, just if you stay busy enough, things will happen for you. And I can tell you that I guess we stayed busy enough. We met the requirements. We were put in the pot for the raffle, and we won it. And thank you so much. We're glad to know that we did that. But it's a testament of the honesty and sincerity and always the good effort of the Moore family to help us, encourage us, and give us incentives to continue to fight. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Ray and Linda, we appreciate you very much. You actually were very busy and very active, and that's the reason that you actually won the contest. But again, it couldn't happen to better people. We appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you in March in Oklahoma City.
Thank you.
All right, next I want to go to Thornton, Colorado, and to More Success Team Bronze Executive Director, who qualified to participate in the run portion of the Rise to the Ring incentive by achieving $50,000 in a 12-month period. Miss Michelle Rodriguez, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Michelle, congratulations for the Rise to the Ring promotion. You're doing an outstanding job. What does it mean to you to get this recognition?
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate the recognition. I know it's been hard work, and it pays off, and know that, you know, it's really great to have the team support. All the barriers were just removed because of our dreams are coming true.
Well, Michelle, you're a very important part of our team. You continue to lead by example. You have a huge hearing impaired team and just a great team all together. We're so proud that you're part of our team. Again, congratulations for that great recognition. All right. Finally,
thank you.
Let's go to
thank
Palm
you so much.
Harbor, Florida, and to More Success Team Executive Directors Keith and Amelia Wan, who has a couple of new associates they want to recognize. Keith and Amelia, you guys on?
Yes, we are. Hello. Thank you very much. Well, I want to actually recognize two young ladies that joined our team after Keith and I left the More Success Team in Texas. We got all fired up, and I restarted my business, and I just said, Who did I meet first ever in my life? And I went back to when I was 9 months old. I met this woman who was just born, and I went up to her daughters. So I went way back on my list. So I got Jasmine and Jessica Velasquez on the phone right now, and they just became associates. They fast start qualified, and I have them on the line. I want to say congratulations, ladies. How did you do it?
We did it with your help, actually. It was great. We got fast start, and then we started small business. It was great, though.
Well, congratulations on becoming Fast Start qualified. You got your promotion, you got your check, and we're going to blow this up, right, ladies?
Yes. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Back to you.
All right, Amelia, congratulations to the ladies from New York. We're very, very proud of you. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director who continues to lead our team after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir. You're loud and clear.
Well, maybe I won't kick myself off this time. I hope not. You know, Randy, I got to congratulate every one of those people. What a fantastic team we have. God's been blessed us. Our recruiting was up again this month. Things are looking bright. And I might throw in that I met with the CEO of several banks this last week, was Mr. Jeff Bell, and the president of a main bank. And, you know, that Mr. Bell, everybody else has been great. They've been wonderful, been nice. But I want to say one more time, the other people put the keg of powder down, they put the fuse down. This guy is the spark that's going to light the fuse. I'm telling you, he's powerful, he's young, he's energetic, but he's got a heart of gold. Mr. Stonecipher talked to me again about him Sunday. Mr. Stonecipher just thinks he's the thing we really needed. Of course, I'm old, I'm prejudiced, I believe what Mr. Stonecipher says, and it's good enough for me. But Randy, this next gentleman has been a favorite of mine for a long, long time. He's one of the greatest trainers we ever had in 30-something years. He's one of the greatest trainers I've seen on the stage. He's a $250,000 ringer. He's a Christian man. He's a platinum jacket earner, too. Millionaire Club member, always a performance club in Power 20. A great American, your friend of mine, Mr. John Hoffman.
Thanks so much, Ken. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, John. Thank you very much.
Hey, I tell you what, just always an honor to be on the call with the More Success team. And, you know, I heard Jeremy opening the call. I heard all the great leaders just kind of registering their voices as they were calling in. And just what an amazing story, you know, that Jeremy and his family has. And, you know, and then not too long ago, just spending time with Randy and Pat, hanging out in London, making a trip over to Paris. I mean, just even having that much more time to get to know such amazing leaders like, you know, those two. And, you know, Ken, and then certainly just the opportunity we've had for 16 years to, you know, have been able to stand beside someone like yourself who really helped pioneer, you know, what was prepaid in the early days and today we know as Legal Shield. And so, more than anything, it's just an honor. It's an honor to be able to call the Moores friends of the Hoffmans, and it's an honor to be able to stand beside individuals that have such immense character and integrity, but more than even that, such passion, you know, for what it is that we all do, so for what it is that we're all invested in, and that's the idea of making equal justice in North America a reality. And so, you know, and I guess one other thing to throw in there, to stand beside individuals who represent not just leadership, but servant leadership. And that's where, in this industry that we're a part of, the greatest opportunity in North America, that being Legal Shield, you know, that when we can help others get what they want in life, we'll ultimately get what we want. So congratulations. Just to let me echo, too, some of the congratulations that should go out to the brand-new associates who are listening in tonight, as well as the new Fast Start qualifiers and anybody, you know, that's been, you know, pressing in toward that rank advancement, wherever it might be. And my story for a lot of you, I'll keep it brief, but my story for a lot of you that maybe I haven't had a chance to meet or that maybe haven't heard the story, you know, was corporate America, was small business ownership. I thought, you know, that the ticket towards some form of, you know, maybe financial security was, you know, go to college, you go from college to getting a job, and, you know, you get a job and hope that you can make the run for a while. And, you know, I don't know why I bought into that lie, but the point I'm trying to make with you is I did that. I went to college, got a job in the oil industry in Houston, Texas, and worked for a company for 4 years only to get downsized, thrown out on the street after 4 years where I basically had to start over. It was a rude awakening, but it was an awakening, and I just felt if it happened once, there's a good chance it could probably happen again. And maybe like some of you on the phone, I learned the hard way. I wasn't really going to build my dream or build anything in respect to what I wanted to have because somebody else was calling all the shots, you know. They determined, you know, what my value was by what they wanted to pay me. They determined when I came to work and when I went home. So, you know, I tried my hand at business ownership, realizing that wealth in North America was created through business ownership, and I had all the traditional headaches that go with a small business. I started an environmental company. I moved back to Michigan where I grew up and loved the outdoors and thought maybe we could impact, you know, the pollution problems with leaking underground storage tanks in Michigan. And for maybe business owners on the phone, you can relate to this. You know, the capital, the resources to simply start a company, the traditional headaches that go with it, cash flow, workman's comp, general liabilities, you know. And I share all of this with everybody on the phone, no matter whether you're 2 days old or 25 years old. I got my butt kicked. I got my butt kicked in the oil industry. I got my butt kicked in the environmental business. I was bartending at night, framing houses in the morning for $7 an hour because my company was about to go under. It was about to go bankrupt because I didn't understand timing. And, you know, maybe it's an adage you've heard a few times and maybe 1,000 times. But the question you've got to ask yourself is, you know, how many times have you had the opportunity to get on the front end of emerging growth markets, on the front end of being where you can create an impact change in the marketplace with certain trends per se? And that's what I saw, you know, with Legal Shield. 16 years ago, I got introduced to this company and realized that timing truly is the business what location is to real estate. And since I got my butt kicked on the timing side in the first two endeavors, I realized that was one of the most important ingredients on the due diligence side and anything that I was going to do. And when I saw this company 16 years ago, I wrote down 13 times in 1998 that my family could have benefited from a service like this had someone just told me about it. And so in writing that down, I realized, what did Legal Shield offer me? Peace of mind, protection and security, and the ability to save my family time and money. And if it made sense for our family, how many other families might it make sense for? You know, and one other thing I had on my side, I guess, is I grew up with a family of attorneys in a small town outside of Kalamazoo, Michigan. They were trial attorneys from my great-grandfather to my father to my grandfather. And one of the things I realized that in the United States and certainly in Canada, there was an injustice. There was an injustice in our country. The idea of equal justice, while it sounds good, was nothing short of a lie, because the only people that could afford access were the rich. Now, I'm preaching to the choir, so just bear with me, but I sometimes think we take for granted just how big this opportunity is, and we just think that the timeliness today is going to be the same tomorrow, or the timeliness today is going to be the same 5 years from now, and it isn't. What we have today is special, what we have today is unique, and what we have today is a company with a product that people want, people need, people can afford. And I don't know if any of you have ever been able to write this down or have ever been able to talk about this, but you've got an opportunity to represent a service that doesn't have really any competition. You know, and so here we sit undercutting what you might call our competition, the traditional legal profession, at $300 to $400 an hour, or Legal Shield for $300 a year, for the most part. You know, so here we sit with an opportunity that is not only positioned on the front side of emerging growth markets, but without competition. So the bottom line is we still have the good fortune to be pioneers in the legal services industry, and to be able to have that identity theft product is very special. So I go back to my mentor 25 years ago, an individual that taught me the business when I first got involved in the industry. Now, that this was prior to Legal Shield. And there were five things that this individual taught me, and they still stand true today. And if you've got a notepad or a pen and paper out, just write this down. Number one, one of the most important things that you can do as you start to move toward the success that you desire, whether part-time or full-time, it doesn't matter. But one of the first things in moving toward the success you desire is become a product of the product. In other words, you've got to use the product, all right? Your story, your testimonial, you know, when it goes from your head to your heart, you're going to move in a direction with passion, and you're going to move in a direction where you are on a mission, not necessarily looking for a commission. When you become a mission marketer, you don't have to worry about another thing in life, because people will see the passion in your heart, the excitement in your voice, the music in your step, and they're going to want to take advantage of this amazing service. They're going to want to have the same benefits of knowing that in their back pocket is 6,900 attorneys and 2,200 licensed fraud investigators, and for less than a cup of coffee a day, they can have access to basically anything they need in respect to the curveballs that life can throw their way. So number one, use the product. Now, number two, once you've become a product of the product, number two becomes very easy, because once you've used the product, you're going to want to share the product with others. So number one is use the product. Number two is share the product. And, you know, you don't have to get all hung up in, you know, all the nuances of mastering a flip book or mastering, you know, someone's presentation or mastering this or mastering that. Just simply share the story of how the service worked for you. You know, the peace of mind you felt, the convenience of being able to pick up the phone and simply find out, you know, if you were right or wrong in your thinking. The fact that you were able to get the derogatory comment off your credit report. The fact that you were able to get the contract reviewed or have the teenage driver represented in court with the points off the driving. Whatever it might be, the simple fact that you could pick up the phone and actually call an attorney and they called you back within, you know, 8, 12, or 24 hours, that's a slam dunk of a story compared to someone else who hasn't been able to call an attorney for the last 15 years because they simply can't afford it. And number two, they're simply intimidated by attorneys because they don't know who to call. So use the product, share the product. Okay, number three, write this down. Now you can share the opportunity. So why is all of this important? Because when you use the product, it's very easy to share the product. Once you've shared the product, now what happens, you start to not only protect families, but you start to make some money. Why? Well, people want it, they need it, they can afford it, they're just waiting for you to bring it to them, all right? You know, we can't leave all the business to the Moore family. We got to go out and get some of it ourselves. You know, Ken got a head start on us, so we need to catch him and get out there and get after that, because people are wanting you to come up and tell them about the amazing opportunities they can have, not just through the membership, but through the opportunity. And let me just say this, folks. Over the last 16 years, I've always felt that the greatest tool that we have in presenting this opportunity is our membership. I lead with the membership, and the reason I lead with the membership is because everybody in North America needs it. Not everybody in North America needs an opportunity. There are some people who are happy being school teachers. There are some people actually very happy working in a factory. There are some people happy being in pharmaceutical sales. I applaud them, I edify them, I recognize them. If they're happy, I'm happy for them. But for the majority of people in North America, 95% of people today in North America are dissatisfied with income or lifestyle. So when I market a membership and that individual sees the value that we can bring to their lives, it's very easy for me to then say, hey, you know, you know, hey, Jim, now that you know what we do, you can see why we offer. You know, now that you can see the value we offer, you probably got a pretty good idea why our business is exploding. Who do you know that might be interested in making some part-time or full-time money? Who do you know that might be interested in a career or maybe making an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month on a part-time basis? We need help, and we're expanding here in Knoxville. We're expanding here in Tulsa. We're expanding here in, you know, Denver. We're expanding here in Vancouver, British Columbia. The beautiful thing about this opportunity is you and I can build it anywhere in the United States and four provinces in Canada, unlike everybody that might be in the franchising industry where they have territorial restrictions. We don't have any territorial restrictions or, again, geographic limitations. What an asset. What a resource that we have there. All right, so we use the product. We share the product. We share the opportunity. Now, number four, write this down, build for events. This is probably one of the most important things I can talk about tonight. And my mentor, 23 years ago, taught me that the most important thing your big business builders do, these are the people who make the big money, is they master the art of building for events. All right? So what is an event? Well, a three-way call is building for an event. An executive luncheon is an event. A biz op meeting for Tuesday nights is an event. Our super regionals in Baltimore and Chicago on the 18th and Vegas and Atlanta on the 25th. Those are events. All of this that we have in the fourth quarter is preparation for the big event we're building for next year, and that is in Las Vegas in July. All right, what happens at the events? Well, people are able to increase their awareness and knowledge of how powerful this opportunity is. And what happens when you increase your awareness and your knowledge of the opportunity? Well, your belief goes up. When your belief goes up, your attitude increases. When your attitude increases, guess what? Your activity increases. And we all know that results are a byproduct of the proper activity. So master the art of building for events. Now, next to this, please write this down. Make sure you have a sense of urgency and a fear of loss. Like the Moore family, they do a call on Monday nights. I'm not sure how long they've been doing it, but probably, you know, for the last 15, 16, 17 years, they've been hosting a call because that's just the type of leaders that they are. For the last 16 years, our team has hosted our call every Sunday night. And so when I'm inviting someone to the call on Sunday night, everybody that I have in my pipeline Monday through Saturday, I'm calling them up and saying, hey, Joe, listen, we've got a special call this Sunday evening. I've got an extra line available for you. I've got five other people that I can invite to it, but because of your interest and where you are in respect to your interest in Legal Shield, I want to make it available to you. Can you join us for about 30 minutes Sunday evening, not only to hear some additional information about the company, but to hear some stories of individuals like yourself who have proven successful in business? So I have a sense of urgency, I have a fear of loss. I don't tell them that I do the call every Sunday night throughout the year. I tell them I have a special line just for them. Now, I'm not deceitful, I'm not manipulative, I'm not lying. I do have a special line just for them, and I do have other people in the pipeline that, you know, I can call and invite to that. But I'm creating a sense of urgency, a fear of loss, because my time is very valuable, as is your time. And I don't want people wasting my time. If they can't make it, great, I'll make it available to someone else. It's the same thing when it comes to the Tuesday biz op meetings. I don't invite 10 people to the meeting because I can't give them the proper time at the end of the meeting. I look to bring maybe two people to that Tuesday biz op meeting. You know, so the executive luncheons, same mindset, a three-way call. When I send out a long-distance package, I'm creating a sense of urgency, a fear of loss. I'm building for, you know, what's happening with the event. Now, ultimately, with where we all sit here in the fourth quarter, the beautiful thing is we can rewrite our family history. We can do in this fourth quarter maybe what we messed up the last two quarters, or maybe what we didn't do, or maybe we're brand new and we really want to catapult the fourth quarter by setting the stage for January of 2015. What we do this quarter is going to determine how we position ourselves for January of 2015. It's called seed time and harvest. The opportunity in the fourth quarter to elevate our game and really move into a momentum phase in respect to what Legal Shield has to offer is really second to none. You know, people are looking to make decisions to change. People are excited about what the membership has to offer. The economy still is nowhere near where anybody thought it would be. and people are looking to build a financial wall around their family. They like the idea of leveraged income. They like the idea of a residual component, which most people have no earthly clue about. So your ability to get things ramped up now and lock and load on the super regionals that are coming up and really get people positioned and knowledgeable of what this great opportunity stands for, I mean, come January 2015, you know, you're looking at moving not just to a Power 20 position, but you're looking to move to an executive director position. You know, very, very strong possibilities exist for those that take action. You know, and then the last thing, number five, if you're not doing 1 through 4, you're teaching 1 through 4. So I'll wrap it up with this. Number one, use the product. Number two, share the product. Number three, share the opportunity. Number four, build for events. And number five is teach others how to do 1 through 4. So keep the main thing the main thing. Never get into a management mode. Never get into a coaching mode per se where you're telling everybody else what to do. I've always said I never watch the lips, I watch their feet. Lead by example. Keep the main thing the main thing. If you're running, they're going to want to run. If you're walking, they're going to walk. If you're not doing anything, don't expect others to do something. Lead by example. But in the event that you start to develop a team and you're not putting someone in your pipeline, teach someone else how to do 1 through 4. So with that, I'm going to throw it back to the amazing leaders that are on this team, the Moore family. And, Ken, again, I appreciate all that you do. I appreciate your leadership. And, Ken, if you don't mind, let me say one other thing to everybody out there. I want to edify and also echo something you said when you opened up the call. You and I had a chance to sit by each other the first time we got introduced to Jeff Bell with the Platinum World team maybe a couple weeks or 3 weeks ago in Dallas, and we met Jeff Bell for the first time. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, like Mr. Ken Moore, I'm in complete agreement with the gentleman at the helm of this great company. I've had a chance to serve under some tremendous CEOs and tremendous leaders in industry and in business. Never have I seen anybody that was as quick a study as Jeff Bell, who was in his first 100 days. And I honestly believe, you know, outside of some of the other great leaders that have been part of the company, from Mr. Stonecipher, you know, to Mr. Rip Mason, who I'm proud to also call friends and who I'm also proud to say that I've learned and been able to represent this company under, I honestly believe that Jeff Bell, who was heavily vetted by MidOcean, is not only the man that's going to lead the charge, but he's going to help all of us to, you know, move this company to well over $1 billion in sales. He's a man of vision. He's a man of purpose. He's a man of principle. And the fact that we've got him on our team, as every one of you has on your team, is something very unique and special to what we have in an opportunity. So, Ken, I couldn't agree with you more, sir. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with this great team. Back to you.
One thing I want to thank you, John. You always do such a tremendous job. What you don't know is I was the first Platinum that Mr. Bell visited with, come to the office. We had a special meeting. I had visited with him twice already, John, before the Platinum meeting down there. And he sold me right off the bat. And one thing that sold me, like I said, Mr. Stonecipher put his stamp of approval on him. In fact, Mr. Stonecipher is going to be a little more involved than he has been at Mr. Bell's request. They meet quite often, and we've been meeting at least every 2 weeks. And ladies and gentlemen, John said it as good as anybody could ever say it. This is our time. This is our place. What we do with it is up to us. And I'd like to say this. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that my grandson, Jeremy Moore, made Platinum again last month, along with the help of his lovely wife, Stephanie. I tell you what, John, we've got a lot of people on our team pushing, as you have on yours. They're excited. They like the way the company's going. Of course, they love the product. And I don't know of anybody that I'd rather have as the CEO now rather than Mr. Stonecipher, which won't be back in that position, than Mr. Jeff Bell. And nothing wrong with the other people. They're good people. Folks, you got to listen. Now, John, don't you listen close if I'm right. This thing is a puzzle. It will not be complete to each one of us fit in our proper place. When we do, we can turn the world upside down with this product. I don't mean just the United States. The future for this company is the world itself. With the situation that's going on in the world today, what better time that we can do to help people, help them, you know, but helping them get on their feet financially, but they can get better spiritual help. There's so many things we can do. I better hush, John. I'm sorry. I just get excited after all these years. I can truthfully say I love this business. I love the people in the business. And John Hoffman, you're a gentleman. You're a family man. You're a Christian. You're my friend.
Thank you, Ken. Same to you guys. I appreciate all that you do, and we will see some of you here in Orlando this weekend. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Hey, John, this is Randy. Can you hear me? John, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Randy. How are you?
Hey, I would congratulate Brielle. She got recognized for the Rise to the Ring promotion also, right?
Yeah, she sure did. We just found out, actually, about an hour ago. So, yep, we're trying to follow along the steps of you guys. And like Jeremy and Stephanie, we're bringing Brielle along, too. So thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate you and Darcy.
Congratulations. Good job.
Mean to our family. And congratulations. Tell Brielle we're proud of her.
Absolutely. I sure will.
All right, John. Thanks for being on the call, and we'll talk to you soon. Mr. Moore, we'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Randy. What a great call. We've had two wonderful, wonderful calls. I'm glad they're recorded, Randy. And like I said, I am very proud of Jeremy and Stephanie making play. You know, they make it again next month. They got an extra $10,000 bonus. I have a strong hunch, Randy, that your son is going to walk away with $10,000 next month. You think he'll split it with us? We better not say it on the call. He might only trying to give it to his money. God bless you, folks. Keep putting God first. Keep putting your family second. Legal Shield third. You're a great team. You're great people. You're great Americans. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.